and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And here we are.
I'm back.
We're back. We're all back. Everything's good. Everything's great. We're no longer,
We're in the studio.
We're in the studio.
Playing with toys. Well, I'm playing with toys.
You're playing with toys. I'm having my coconut water. Because I'm a boss.
Nothing says I'm a boss like coconut water.
You're right.
Or the opposite.
Don't hate.
I'm not.
Speaking of catchphrases from rappers in the past 5 years. Don't hate.
Oh, right.
Right. Okay. So this episode is titled Going Ham. Because, what can I say? We're going ham. Or at least I feel like we are.
It's better than going spam.
Hey, don't knock spam.
I know. You enjoy
we should
spam.
We should come up with something for spam. Spam stands for something. I don't know what it stands for.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I'll think of it later.
Nothing at all.
I'll have to put a couple hours work into it.
You will.
I'm
sitting here playing with Dredd.
Right, Judge Dredd.
I know.
That's his title.
I know that.
It's like...
It's Sylvester Stallone.
You don't. It's not Sly Stallone.
It is.
That was the worst Dredd ever.
It was.
It's so horrible. You just have to watch. Anyway, our TV thing went awesome.
It did.
For those of you who did not catch it,
You can check it by going to 6abc.com.
Right.
It's also on the PBTV section of our website.
Right.
PoppinBottlesDadcast.com. I put it on there. It's embedded. You can just go ahead and hit play.
That's pretty awesome.
I
gotta figure out that whole embed thing from my website.
It may not work.
I don't know.
It's a little funky.
I think it gives me the option, but I don't know if it'll actually work.
We'll figure it out. We'll play around with it.
We'll play around.
I'm gonna do it as well.
Right. Yeah.
It was a, 2.5 minute segment. We just got interviewed for about 5 minutes. For about 6 seconds of air.
Right.
My family, after watching it, made fun of me mercilessly.
Oh, of course.
Because the one soundbite of mine that made it on was kids are super expensive.
Right.
So my brother-in-law said that he was going to cut that and make it his ringtone. My coworkers also laughed at that.
Wow.
So, you know, just what? But we were famous for
yeah,
a couple minutes.
6 seconds apiece, except for Chris. Chris got a little more airtime.
Chris got mad airtime.
Actually, no, we all kind of did, because then there was you and me and Jay Bogues. Jeff Bogle.
Yes.
Chilling around the table.
The podcast setup.
Podcasting. Yeah.
I only had one tiny issue.
Really?
With it. And that was... We don't call ourselves daddy bloggers.
Well, no.
We call ourselves dad bloggers. And, you know, maybe we could have made that known, I guess.
To a certain extent, I suppose.
Yeah. But, I mean, no one calls them daddy bloggers.
Right.
Except for those not in the know.
Right.
But
people are about to become in the know. So, yeah, maybe this is just a slight forgivable offense. Just because, you know, it's first time out of the gate.
Yeah.
With dad bloggers, you know.
Yeah, but we made some good connections. Made some
right.
Nice.
Yes.
Some other mom bloggers. Mom bloggers from the Philly area.
So, speaking of which, you and I have something to talk about for 2015.
Evidently so.
Actually.
I was
just in just to give you all listening out there a little teaser, we have something to talk about.
I was not there for this, so
no.
I'm also in the dark.
In the dark. Which is why I brought this new light in.
Yes, that
because,
is.
Because it's overcast today, and the way it is in our studios, there is the one window, which is pretty good. Except when it's overcast, this room is so freaking dark.
I never did realize creepy. That there was no lights in here.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. Nothing. Just whatever you can bring in. So.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Getting sidetracked.
The JBF sale was popping.
Yeah. Speaking of which, our business cards going like hotcakes.
They were.
They were. We still have a couple hundred left, but in any case.
Were we... I don't remember. Were we broadcasting when one of the women in line asked... She saw the Philly Dads Group sign.
Yeah.
And asked us, is there a club for deadbeats?
No, actually, I think I was out. I forget what I was doing.
Weren't you sitting there with me when that happened? Or was I just by myself?
No, you were by yourself. Oh, that's right. I went to plug in the computer. And I came back and you were like, yeah, this lady came up to me. Is there a club for deadbeats? No, there's not.
Yeah, that was highly entertaining.
Yeah.
And ridiculous. And I think she said there was, it'd probably be at the firehouse. So I'm taking it that her estranged husband, ex-husband, deadbeat husband,
right,
is a firefighter of some sort.
Spends a lot of time at the bar.
Neo. No, right. No offense to, you know, firefighters. That was just
one. No, firefighters are awesome.
Yeah, just one woman's opinion.
Right.
Of, you know, her deadbeat husband.
Right. Right.
Gave me a chuckle.
Speaking of deadbeat husbands, something that we haven't talked about yet. I was actually... And we won't go into too much detail. But unfortunately, I lost my job the week before JBF.
Yes.
Which we didn't get to talk about because, well, we were busy doing JBF stuff.
Yes, we were.
So that's unfortunate.
It is.
I've been job searching since that very day. Like, that very day I got home and...
Yes. Just
hit the internet. It's been a little, it's been interesting. Yeah. I don't want to say stockpile because... of monies, because that just sounds like I have a whole lot, which I don't.
Right.
But, you know, had some saved up, right? So we're doing alright. But, yeah.
It's
rough.
It's tough. I've been there.
It's a rough place to be at, you know.
It isn't easy.
Right.
But somehow you manage to make it work.
Yeah. Psychologically, it's been a little weird. Like, every once in a while, I find myself like, okay, I'm sitting here, I'm just chillaxing, just had lunch or whatever, and then, alright, I can go clean this, I gotta go clean this, and, you know, search jobs here and search jobs there, which eventually I do, but for a couple of minutes, I'm like, depressed. Like, I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, I should be out at a job doing something. You know.
Well, I think part of that is, you know, you still have Emma in daycare.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, if you didn't, then you would probably not feel like that. You might feel like you're doing a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
if
it comes to it that we start doing the stay at home dad thing, maybe we will, maybe we probably won't. But if it gets to there, then I think I'd be more comfortable with it. You know.
And it's understandable why you wouldn't, you know, you're planning on getting a job, you know, sooner rather than later, and you take kid out of daycare and someone else takes your spot like that.
Exactly, yeah.
And then, you know, you want to come back and they're like, oh, you got to pay the deposit again. What do you mean I got to pay the deposit again? Yeah, well, when I was unemployed I was home with Sophia for, you know, 6 months, then I went back to work for a contract job, and I was told it was supposed to be, you know, at least through the end of the year. And then October came, and the manager decided that she just didn't want certain things done that were going to get done. Like, they hired me because I had some kind of video background and I could do different things that they wanted to do, and then she decided not to do them, so my contract got ended earlier. So it was, okay, we don't know when I'm going to go back to work again. Let's pull Sophia out of daycare.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, I got a job again. So I was like, hey, we got to put her back in.
Right.
And they were like, okay, you know, you can put her back in. And then I've been working ever since because I've, you know, bounced
around.
Well, no, there it was. It was Vanguard.
Yeah.
Off 2 weeks. Vanguard. For a week.
Mm-hmm.
QVC contract into QVC permanent, which is where I am now. Currently.
Right. Which, by the way, if you can pick up an application for me, that would be great.
The website, bro.
I know, but I hate doing it through the website. I want to, like...
That's the only way they...
I want to sit down and talk to a person.
Oh, they don't do that.
I want to talk to a human being who decides whether or not I'm hired. You know, old school.
They don't do it like that.
I think that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I, like I told you, I've been trying to follow up with all the jobs that I've been applying for. Right. And, like, I'll call the... With some of them, I'll call, like, the HR department, right? And I will talk to the hiring person, quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes. And I'll ask them and say, hey, my name is Ben Mullen, and I filled out an application online 2 weeks ago. I just wanted to check and see if there was, what is the status of my application right at this point? It's for such and such a position. She's like, oh, well, did you check the website? I was like, no. Was like, okay, well, if you check the website and check your email, if the job is still posted but you don't have an email about it, that means that they're still looking at it. Like, okay, so basically, there's no possible way you have like a little system or whatever that you can go in and check my application. She's like, no, we don't do that.
No, they don't do. It's most places, it's not where you call and follow up. And it's just, it all depends on the size of the company.
Yeah.
Like smaller companies, you will get, it's more personal.
Yeah.
Like I had a phone interview for a company that, the commute would have sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the way. It would have been an hour without traffic. And so I, shot my email, put my, my resume out there, and I get an email back. And the email comes back as, hi, Nicole. And I was like, what? And that wasn't even the funny part. This company has funny job titles.
Mm-hmm.
And this person's job title was Director of First Impressions.
Director of First Impressions.
And they got my name wrong.
Oh, that was a bad first impression, I'd say.
Yeah. So, I do that interview and, it comes back. probably within like 10 minutes, we're probably not the best fit. And I was like, well, the commute wouldn't have been the best. And they said, well, we're kind of laid back and, you can do different hours, work from home a few days a week. I was like, well, that would have been convenient. But, it probably wasn't the right job anyway. And, I'm fairly happy with, where I am. But everybody needs to make more money. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
To take care of our families. So we're not so stressed.
Got to, what does Jay-Z call it? Hustling?
Yeah, I gotta.
Gotta get my hustle on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, peeps, I gotta get my hustle on here.
Yeah. Yeah, so while you're going through that,
right,
I had my first ever anxiety attack.
I was kind of surprised by that when you texted me.
Yeah, I was too.
And I actually got a little concerned, like brotherly concern, like I was about to rush over to your house. Seriously.
I appreciate it.
It was tough.
I had my sister's wedding,
as
most of last weekend. And, there's family and, there's a... Regardless of, what's going on with your family, there's bound to be some kind of, drama or whatever at some point.
Right.
And, for the most part, things are fine. Got really drunk.
Got blitzed.
Yeah. Right. Woke up, had a headache, popped some Tylenol, thought I was all right, just went back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then My legs started shaking uncontrollably while I'm laying in the bed, and Sarah's like, "Will you get up?" And I'm like, "No,
no." kind of difficult.
So, like, her and my sister are, and my brother-in-law are trying to, like, pack up the hotel room, and they're like, "Why are your legs shaking?" I'm like, "I have no idea. Maybe I'm just cold. Maybe I don't feel good. I don't know. I've never had this happen before."
Yeah.
And they're going, "Maybe your blood sugar's low." So they're like, "Here, eat this." And they give me like little pretzels, and I'm like, I can't even swallow it. And they're like, "Okay, eat this chocolate," and give me like two Hershey's Kisses, and they're like, "Eat it, eat it." And like my mom comes in, and she's like, "This doesn't look good." And so I eat the chocolate, and I immediately swallow it. I was like, "Move, throw up." So I assume that was the hangover part of it.
Yeah.
So I lay back down, and like they put like a washcloth on me because they're worried, you know. I don't know what they thought was going on.
Like, maybe you had, like, a flu or something like that. Yeah,
or, you know, too much to drink.
Or something. Way too much to drink. Like, alcohol poisoning or something going on. Yeah.
So, they get the room packed and, like, get everything in the car, and then I get in the car. And this is in Lancaster, and Lancaster probably sounds an hour drive, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
Beginning of the drive, I was fine. Like, the shaking had stopped. And...
Yeah, chocolate.
So, like, probably within, like, 20 minutes, like, it started up again, and then I started to feel tingling in my fingertips, up through my hands, and it slowly worked its way all the way up my arms and my face.
And your face felt like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And your hands started
to claw.
Clawing. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I was breathing kind of like, like I was a dog panting.
Yeah.
And so Sarah's, you know, asking me what's going on, and I'm like, I don't know. She's like, "We're going to the hospital." I was like, "No, just go home. Like, I just need to lay down and get home." And she was like, "Overruled. We're going to the hospital." Which I'm very happy she did.
Yeah, it's a freaky thing, you know. Yeah.
So we get to the hospital, didn't know where the ER entrance was for Reading. So we stop. She runs in the main entrance, and they're like, "We'll call for a wheelchair down there." They told us where to go. So went down there, and like they roll me in, and like my fingers are still like clawed.
Yeah.
I like hooked. And they're like, "So why are you here today?" And I'm like, that's how I felt.
Does this look normal?
That's exactly how I felt. So they roll me up to the intake table, and they're like, "Here, sign this." And my hands are shaking, and I'm like trying to sign these documents, and it's just like squiggle. I'm like, "They're like, here, take this pen." I'm like, "Do you see my hand just like shaking? How do you want me to sign this? Can you wait until my wife is here, please?" And we had Sophia and Maddie with us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I finished, they wheel me and wait, and had some Gatorade, which I don't know if that's what did it, but it kind of...
Electrolytes,
kind of calmed me down. Symptoms started to subside.
There's another reason, too, but yeah.
Probably because I was calm.
Yeah, yeah. With all of mine... basically, you know, I'd either end up at a hospital or, in some instances, an ambulance even.
Okay.
And, it's just the knowing that I was on my way to the hospital, totally fine by the time we got there. Like,
it calms you down.
Like, I remember the first time it happened, or it was the second time it happened. And I was conscious of what was going on, but at the same time, like, I was still... Yeah, going through it. So, you know, I had my crooked hands, and my face was tightening up, and it was from the bottom of my belly button down to my toes was just all tingly and numbing and stuff like that. And as soon as they got me into the freaking, I was on the gurney and in the ambulance, like, not even 5 minutes down the road. I'm just kind of sitting there chit-chatting with the guy.
And you're fine.
And I was, totally fine. Yeah,
I mean, that's, you know, I when I finally got back into, you know, the room in the ER, they're, you know, like, "So why are you here?" And I'm telling them, they're like, "Well, you look okay." I'm like, "Well, I feel fine now."
Yeah, yeah.
I said, "I don't know what was going on." And they're like, "Well, it could be stress and an anxiety attack." I was like, "Really?
Yeah.
I've never had that in my life. I've never had those kind of issues, ever."
Well, it's about time.
I mean, I've always been... Like, I'm stressed all the time, but it never manifests itself, you know, like that.
Yeah.
So it did. So I was at the ER for 6 hours. They gave me Ativan,
mm-hmm.
which messed me. I was so out of it.
Yeah. That'll calm you right down.
Yeah, so we went to pick up Sophia and Maddie, my mother-in-law, come and pick them up.
Right.
So we went to pick them up, and they're like, why don't you just go sit in the car? They're like, you're not carrying anything, just go in the car. And so I'm just sitting there like, And like, I'm like saying dumb stuff in the car.
Daddy's a little high right now.
That's basically what it was. I don't remember the dumb stuff that I said. Like, I was just making stupid jokes, and Sarah's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So, you know, even little things after, you know, on like Sunday and Monday kind of set, not really anxiety attacks, but I could feel the shake, you know, a little shaking in my hands and
yeah,
things like that, that kind of clued me in. Yeah, that's what it was. Definitely was.
Yeah.
So did my follow up with my doctor. So it gave me a prescription for a daily, and then gave me a prescription for Xanax if it comes on like that again, which I haven't gotten that filled because I have to actually go and get it filled.
Right.
But, you know, it was scary. The first day I took the meds, I was definitely, it was like wacky in the morning. Maybe it took, you know, until I ate some food and to kind of get myself feeling normal. It took a few hours, but haven't really had any issues since. Not so much to drink coffee. Drinking coffee.
Good job. Yeah. Caffeine will,
Yeah.
Yeah, caffeine and alcohol.
Yeah, I saw.
Tend to make those worse.
So the,
if you have another, attack, so to speak.
Yeah. So yeah. The alcohol, I'm probably done while I'm on the medication.
Yeah.
Which definitely sucks because I love beer.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's better for my health, you know.
Yeah,
lose the keg, as my physical therapist says.
Yeah, and hey, you know, you're going to physical therapy, and I mean, yeah, if you start like working out again, doing the P90X stuff again,
yeah,
once your back's feeling better too.
And good chance I'm done physical therapy.
Oh yeah.
My benefits for my auto rent out.
That's why you're, yeah.
Rent out 2.5 months ago. Or like 10 appointments ago.
No wonder you had a panic attack.
No, just found out. 10 appointments, and I stupidly have gone to a place that's not covered by my health insurance.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because I'm an idiot. Basically. So, you know, I'm trying to figure that out, and I can get it taken care of, but
still,
I'm like, what? And like, so we get the bill from my lawyer.
Yeah.
Or not the bill, but like, this is what the insurance company sent us.
Right.
And it's like, this is how much stuff was, this is what was and wasn't paid. And I'm like, how was I not out of benefits the first week? Because I got 3 MRIs.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that, and I'm like, that's triple the cost of what the benefits are. I should have been done for my first appointment.
Yeah. And when was anybody going to let me know?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what's what.
Yeah.
I guess for that. I mean, I'm feeling okay today in the old back area.
Just take it easy. You know.
I do what I can.
And yeah, stay away from soda, too.
Yeah.
Soda and beer. Let's get that. But yeah, I mean, a big part of what helped my anxiety was slimming down a little bit or being healthier. I go through phases where, you know, I'll be healthy for like 2 months and then I'll go back to just straight McDonald's and pounding soda in my face.
Just being a super slob, so to speak.
But I guess I've kind of found like a balance or whatnot.
Which is good.
I've been losing weight recently, which is awesome.
Nice. You're looking a little bit slimmer.
A little bit. The only thing I kind of hate about it is that before you lose your gut,
right?
It happens in your extremities first.
Oh yeah.
As far as the weight loss goes, so I feel like I've got skinny ass arms and skinny ass legs and a skinny ass face, but then I've got this huge thing just hanging off the front of me. Like,
oh yeah, that's the. That's the worst.
It's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
And no amount of crunches will help.
Well, it's the diet, homie.
Yeah, I know.
Or you know, something like that.
And besides the fact that, I have probably stinted my weight loss a little bit. since I got fired, because right before I got fired, I bought a case of Yuengling.
Ah, yes.
And so all of a sudden, I found myself alone in the house with nothing to do except clean the house and watch TV and drink beer.
Yes. That is a tough one.
Yeah. But,
you know, I actually, when I was, you know, out of work, that's when I found that I was like, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to freaking work out. And that's when I done did it, and I got myself into better shape. And so, I mean, you know, just because the beer is here doesn't mean...
Right.
You know?
And I'm not going to start drinking light beer, I'll tell you that much.
Well, no.
Although I did actually try... I say try, but I accidentally got a six-pack of Yuengling Light one time.
That's not bad.
The light lager. That's actually not bad at all.
No.
Yeah. It's not. It's not too different.
No. You know, like I said, you know that I have, like, every DVD of every, like, workout.
Right.
So, you know, you're home.
Yeah.
If you want to use them.
Perhaps I will.
Home, you know, I can... lend them to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, you know, the shortest one is a T25, which, you know, it's not easy, but
which is only 25 minutes. Funny, because I think T25 is also one of the scientific terms for mental handicapped people.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's funny.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Side note.
Yeah.
Just a little thought popped in my head.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Awkward pause, because I forgot where pause. We're going.
Yeah.
JBF again. Let's bring that up. Our Reading sales is this week.
Reading sale is this week, so I will definitely have something to do.
Yes. I don't know if I will be there. I'm... working.
Really? At all?
I'm to be determined.
Oh, you're killing me.
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm waiting at work. Maybe after work?
Okay.
It kind of depends on, you know...
Right.
Schedule.
Right.
Because I've used so many days already this year that I can't take more.
You're killing me!
I told you that before we went on the air.
God!
I know.
But still... still hurts.
And then Saturday, Sarah is working at the sale in the morning, so I may be able to... You know what? If we do Saturday... I got a friend's birthday party on Saturday.
Well, I'm bringing Emma on Saturday.
Okay.
Emma's going to be there with me, so... so, you know. And I'll have the... I'm probably going to bring the pack and play as well.
To set up there?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Why is that interesting?
That's just funny.
It's a pack and play. Pack is in the freaking name of the product.
No.
So you can pack it and take it with you wherever you need it.
Well, I realize that. I'm just picturing you trying to do the podcast with Emma sitting in a pack and play in a... Body Zone. Is that called? Body Zone?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Body Zone. I don't even know if we're going to have room for the pack and play.
We might not even have room for a table.
That's all right. I don't know how we're going to do that, then.
I was looking at the map, and it's...
yeah.
It gets different rooms. Like, when we were at Oaks, you know, it was one big room. It's different courts, so there's not a lot of...
well, we'll do what we can, I guess.
Yeah, you know, we might have to do...
We'll have to pick a room, and...
maybe we're not there during the day, but we can do evening broadcast.
Yeah.
I think I can make that work.
Could probably do that, yeah.
It's Saturday after Sarah works, we have my friend's son's second birthday.
One of those things.
Yeah, it's a second birthday.
We got sent a thing from Toys R Us, because we signed up for their VIP program when we were doing our list.
Okay.
For the baby shower, right?
Right.
So we got sent a thing and say, hey, your child's first birthday is coming up. Take a look at all of our awesome first birthday products. So Curtis is looking through it yesterday, like, ooh, look at all this stuff.
Nice.
I looked through it too. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff.
But yeah, we're working on walking.
Has she crawled?
Not yet.
She's close though, right?
She's rolling a lot. Like,
same.
Can't keep her in one position for very long. But yeah, we've been working on standing still. She started, you know, pulling herself up on the couch. And although she's having a little bit of trouble with the position of her legs when she tries to pull her up.
Oh, yeah.
So I keep kind of like readjusting for her so that she figures out what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, no crawling yet, although we've tried doing like little exercises for that.
Is she putting herself upright into the crawling position? Like, is she making preparations for getting underway?
Yeah, definitely. But she'll roll onto her belly, right? And she'll go like push-up stance, basically. And then she'll just start flailing her legs behind her. Hey, so she definitely wants to do something.
Is she going backwards?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I still find it funny that her and Maddie are like on the same... It's
pretty much exactly the same.
Pad, yeah. Because right. Maddie's going backwards. Yeah. Rolling. Like at the wedding, she finally did the roll forward. Like, and now it's like both sides just, you know, log roll. And she's starting to get her knees under her when she puts herself up.
Yeah.
So like, but she can't move forward.
Right.
But dude, she goes backwards like a champ. I tried putting her up for a nap yesterday while I was home with both the girls while Sarah was working, and she's like crying. I left her up. I'm at the point where she's crying. I'm just letting her, you know, she's going to go to sleep eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
You know, after three times of putting her up there over 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I let her go for like 20 minutes, and I walk up there, and she's at the opposite side of the crib on her belly, pushing herself backwards.
Right.
And I'm like, stop trying to crawl and go to sleep.
Exactly.
It's time for a nap.
It's nap time.
Yes, that's what you get.
Yeah, we have to put down the, not the kid. The,
mattress?
Yeah.
Glory?
We have to adjust it. Because every once in a while, like the other day when I had her when she was sick, I took a shower. Basically, where her crib is right outside the door to the master bedroom, or bathroom, rather.
Okay.
So, I would sit her in there, upright, with some toys, you know, is it like how we do when she's in the pack and play.
Right, yeah.
And I'll keep the bathroom door open, you know, and check on her every once in a while I'm showering. But yeah, my wife did that the other day, and the one time she looked out of the bathroom and... Emma had migrated her way over to the edge and was like grabbing on up on the edge of the freaking crib.
Yeah.
And started to pull herself up like she's trying to stand up. So like, okay, it's time to lower this thing.
Yeah.
It's getting a little nuts.
Yeah. Maddie hasn't done that too much. She only stands up with the use of our fingers.
Right.
Like she'll grab her fingers and can stand up.
Yeah.
And she started grabbing other stuff but hasn't done the full grab hold of everything.
Right.
So, you know, probably within, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're about 2 weeks behind each other, so, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ah.
We'll see how it goes.
Really, what we should do is just put them both in a room together.
See what happens.
Put them down and see, you know, if they're going to have a crawling race. Put them in the basement.
Baby version of Thunderdome, if you will.
Set up obstacles.
There you go.
Which they'll just stop and play with their eat, put in their mouth.
Oh, 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 oh.
Which is what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
We haven't been recording! I'm just kidding.
I almost had a heart attack just then. Jesus. So, the YMCA is actually having a special Phillies thing. Now that I've seen your shirt, you're wearing the 2009 National League Champions shirt, which is awesome.
So I am.
Go Phillies. Although they suck right now.
They won last night.
So the YMCA has some special thingy going on their... It's a Tuesday game against the Padres. And it's on Chase Utley bobblehead night.
Nice.
But tickets for members of the Y are $22. I guess Y members get their own little section or whatever. But yeah, tickets are $22. So if you are a member of the YMCA in the Philadelphia area, ask your YMCA coordinator person about that. tried to talk the wife into it, but since it's on a Tuesday, even though I think it's in the evening, I think it would be after
probably,
work.
Yeah.
But then there's the whole driving down there.
Yes.
Finding a parking space, and, you know.
Yeah, well, finding the parking space isn't usually an issue. I mean, there's tons of lots open, but it's still the going. I mean, we I don't think, have gone to a game since we had Sophia.
Yeah.
We may have gone and not taken her, but, I mean, we've kept...
This is awesome.
All she needs is a glove.
I'm glad she likes it.
Yeah.
Well, get cracking, my friend. Let's see. I'm taking a look at the Philly Dads Group meetup site.
There's something today.
There is something today. Yep. Kid Stock is today at Liberty Lands Park in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Happy May 4th, by the way. Happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
All right.
My friends.
Got some cool pictures from Chris Bernholt, actually. They're at a little Star Wars get-together thing right now. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Are they?
But yeah, put up a picture of him standing next to Wookiee.
Chewbacca. Dude, that's from...
The only person who's...
That's not from today.
That's not from today. I thought there
was... No, remember...
Oh, that's right, the Christmas fundraiser thing. That's right, which actually they're doing again this year.
Yeah, which we didn't get to go to, but...
No.
That would have been the...
Perhaps this year. Yeah.
That would have been the first time we had met them.
Right.
Because we had not met those dudes yet until after that.
Yeah, the first Dad's Night Out thing we went
yeah,
to.
Where it was Chris and us.
Right, yeah.
And Mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey, the last few have been awesome. Ton more people.
Yeah. Next thing for just dads, no kids this time around, although I'm not sure if it's a dad's night out, it's dad's day out. On May 24th, it's a Saturday, little tour of the Yards Brewing Company down in Philadelphia. A little tasting, a little walking around, you know. Only two RSVPs at this point.
Two?
Well, Chris obviously.
And Jeff.
I don't know if that's...
Jeff doesn't drink, so he may not go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't drink.
He might just go to hang out. Yeah.
I can't drink.
We're both about to ditch that stuff.
I would like
that's
to go
to that.
They have... Dude, their chocolate... Yard's Chocolate Love Stout is so good.
I'm just not... Like, I liked the chocolate... screw up thing that Alex brought us.
Right.
I like that. But you're into more of the chocolate and coffee type beer things.
Yeah.
I'm a traditional hoppy type guy.
Yeah, so. I'm not like... I just love stouts and like dark beers in
right.
general.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I just think the chocolate... Like, dessert beers are just... They've gotten very prevalent.
Yeah.
But it's just Yards does it...
Awesome.
Right.
Apparently.
It's fantastic.
But yeah, so if you guys out there, like I said, in the Philadelphia area, if you're interested in getting together with us, anybody who picked up our card or anything at the JBF, yeah, cool little thing going on.
Yeah.
You can leave the kids at home type thing. You know, if you want that to be your first outing with the Philly Dads Group, just to see how we roll.
Damn right.
Speaking of how we roll, right after JBF on the Saturday date, this past Saturday or whatever.
Oh, this past Saturday.
Well, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. Yeah.
All right, a week ago.
Whatever. A week ago, yeah. Met up with Chris Bernholt. And his son and one of his buddy's kids also went with. Met up with them at Philly Brickfest. Speaking of how we roll, it was awesome.
I'm so jealous.
It was breathtakingly awesome. Like, some of the models set up were just, Like, insane. I can only imagine how much time it took to put together. There was one of, like a two-tower cityscape thing.
Right.
That was themed from Blade Runner. And, like, it had, like, all the nooks and crannies were filled with something. Like, there was a little bar. They even had neon signs in, whatever Asian language that they used in Blade Runner. I think it was Japanese. There was a whole diorama of the taking of Normandy Beach.
What?
On D-Day, right? But it was friggin' this huge, one of the huge carriers, not an aircraft carrier, but it, what specialty was it carried all the vehicles.
Okay.
Like, it carried all the tanks on deck, and it had all the jeeps and all the motorcycles and stuff like right. that. And then it has a door down the middle, right? So they basically rammed this huge ship up to...
up the shore.
The shore, drop the gate, and it's got, like a dozen jeeps and half a dozen tanks and stuff like that, right? Well, they made, like, a to-scale size thing. I actually found out that the group that does it, I can't remember what the hell it's called. I don't have their card in front of me. I did grab it, though.
Okay.
But they specialize in military vehicles and military hardware from all of time, basically.
That's awesome.
Like, Roman Legion of it, and, like, World War II and frickin', you know, Operation Desert Storm. You know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
but next year, because it is around the same time, it is a yearly thing.
Not true.
Not true?
Doing one in September.
September?
Yes.
Oh!
We're going. Doing another one.
We're going. We're doing it.
I will find this.
But while you're finding that, there is also a couple of groups that were there and had tables set up where they actually make you your own character. Like your own little Lego man based on a photo of you. They, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty sweet. So we should get two little us's with like our Poppin' Bottle shirt on.
That right? would be awesome.
And then that'll be our cover photo.
Give me, how much time do we have left on the show?
2 minutes 16.
Son of a...
I know. Our phones are so slow. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up on the old laptop here.
Give me a sec.
Okay, give me a sec. Well, while you're doing that, don't forget, follow us on Twitter at PBDadcast, at Brownie underscore 22, and at BKM505.
Yes. Ticket to Philly Brickfest Lego Fan Festival.
September.
I need the dates, people. It's in the fall.
Oh, PoppinBottlesDadcast.com. As well as my site just got renamed dadonthemic.com.
Yes. September 12th through September 14th at the Expo Center in Oaks.
There you go. Check it out.
Living social deal, $22.
Intense. Friggin' intense.
Yes.
And if you sign up through Groupon, you get a free t-shirt, actually.
Sweet.
I know. PapaBrownie.com.
Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. All the usual places.
You'll find us.
All the usual places. All right, everybody.
Have a good week till JBF Reading.
Damn Skippy.
Peace.